Romans 8:15 says, "You did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." Welcome to Spirit of Adoption Radio, where we soar above all the darkness of this world and see things in the light of God's eternal perspective. Now, here's your hosts, Kevin and Tabitha Lavelle.
Everybody, shalom. We're so thankful and blessed that you would choose to join us today for episode number 25 of Spirit of Adoption Radio. I'm Kevin, and with me, as always, is my dear wife, Tabitha. How are you today, Svia?
I'm better than I deserve.
Amen. By the grace of God.
I stole it.
No, it's yours. We share everything.
Amen.
We have all things in common.
Originally, I heard that from you.
Amen.
And then we heard that I think Dave Ramsey.
I think Dave Ramsey stole it from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. It's
true, though.
There's no patent on that.
Amen.
Amen. No patent on that. We're all doing better than we deserve by the grace of God.
Yes, we are.
Amen. We are. And His grace works mightily in us. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
His grace is sufficient.
Yes. Oh, man. I was just thinking about just the many times that His grace has brought me through something, you know, where His spirit has just comforted me through something really hard. I think about way back when I was working in the emergency room. Mm-hmm. And I mean, spiritually, there was such a battle in that place. And as a believer, I was tempted so many times to just cave and give up and leave. And the Holy Spirit just kept me there.
Amen. His grace is more than enough.
It is.
Amen.
I was even thinking of one more when we gave Angel away. Because I think sometimes we can replace His comfort with something else, like a pet. Mm. And our dog Angel was such a comfort to me. I don't know. I just can't explain it. I just loved her so much. But
yeah,
you know,
the Lord did use her at different times, actually.
Yeah.
Because I remember there were times when I was needing comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord used her to come up and sit next to me and kind of come close. And you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. She was always just
and,
so
you know,
chill.
Just pet on her and things. Yeah. And then the Lord would actually minister to me.
Oh, I know.
Through that. So
me too.
The Lord can use animals. And speaking of that, that just makes me think of a brother in our fellowship who has been getting some ministry of the Lord towards him through his cat.
Oh.
He's always talking about his cat.
And his wife, too.
Well, I would hope his wife
first.
She
loves the cat.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No. Oh.
Yeah, the cat doesn't replace the wife.
Right. No. No,
that's not what you were saying.
No,
right?
That's not what I was saying. Oh. I'm saying that, you know, you talk to the husband, but I talk to the wife.
Okay.
And she loves that cat, too.
The cat's ministering to her, too?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, I didn't... That's one animal I really thought maybe the Lord's not... using to minister to people, more of an annoyance. But now I have found out, you know, through our brother that there are some cats that God can use.
That's sweet, though. That's precious. But more than an animal, I remember a brother who God used to comfort you, to come alongside of you, and had a really special ministry.
Oh yeah,
in our old fellowship back in California, Brother Amen. Andrew.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely right. Speaking of comfort, well, on today's show, we want to talk about the greatest of all comforts. So we already started talking about comfort, so I thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, I remember that day that I was sitting in a Calvary Chapel, and I was completely broken, and the Lord is near to the brokenhearted.
Mm. Yes.
And He will manifest Himself And I remember that I used to sing this song every morning, and we had never sang that song at Calvary Chapel because I was there every time that there was a song being sung. I was there. So I knew every song that was sung. But I remember, and I was sitting there, and there was a certain song, All of You is More Than Enough. All of you is more than enough for all of me.
For every thirst. Thirst, yeah. And every need.
You satisfy me with your love. And all I have in you.
Have in you.
That's right.
Is more than enough.
So I remember sitting there. I was broken and going through a major trial. And the Lord spoke so clearly to my spirit. And everyone listening who is born again and has the Spirit of God living in them understands this. But the Lord spoke to me, I'm going to sing this song to you now.
Wow.
Not audibly, but I knew that's what he was communicating. I'm going to sing this song to you now. The very next song, the first time they ever played it, was that song.
Wow. Yeah.
And
it's powerful.
I was broken, but I broke even more at that point. And, I broke in a good way. And I was rejoicing. I was just literally rejoicing, like wanting to jump up and spin around. But then after that, the Lord sent a brother that I hadn't met before. He came alongside me. And after the meeting, he just said, hey, you know, can I pray for you? And it was like Jesus showed up twice, you know, in the song, and then sent the brother, Andrew. And it was like the Lord touched me and just hugged me. And he prayed for me, and the Lord strengthened me and filled me with joy to keep going, because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
And I had to keep going. The trial wasn't over. I had to keep going. I had to keep going. But he helped me to keep going. So we are talking about the greatest of all comforts today. But
yes.
after that, after we talk about this subject a little bit more, we then have another exciting episode for everyone. We haven't had one for a little while, but we have another exciting episode of
The Faith Report.
Amen. Amen. So we're looking forward to that. And hopefully that'll be a blessing as well. Oh, and I almost forgot that we are actually debuting a brand new mini show today on Spirit of Adoption Radio.
Yeah.
What's that going to be called, dear?
It's the Healing Highlight.
Healing Highlight.
Yeah.
Soar Naturals Healing Highlight.
That's right.
That's right.
Today on the Healing Highlight, we're going to talk about sleep.
Sleep. Yeah, that goes along with what we're talking about, comfort.
Yeah, exactly.
We would like our sleep to be comfortable.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Some people aren't having comfortable sleep.
Right. And
sleep's important.
You're not feeling great unless you get a good night's sleep. So
sleep is important.
Stay tuned.
We're almost having a healing highlight right now, talking about the healing highlight.
Well, let's abbreviate it.
All right. So it could pop up anywhere in the show. So we won't tell you where it's going to be, but we're excited about that.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But speaking of comfort, 2 Corinthians 1, starting at verse 3, says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. And he comforts us in all of our affliction, that we might comfort others with the comfort that we have received." So it's a beautiful, beautiful passage, but there's all kinds of ways that the God of all comfort comforts us, right?
Oh, yes.
Manifold ways. Just like the scripture says, there's manifold grace of God. Manifold. So the manifold grace of God is like a diamond. When the light hits it, how it shoots the light off in all those different directions. You see rainbows come off, you know, with all the different cuts on it, right?
Yes.
You've seen that? That's what the manifold grace of God is like. And his comfort is like that too, because the comfort of God is connected to the grace of God, and it's manifold. And so there's all kinds of ways that God comforts us, but the greatest of all the comforts of God was announced in Isaiah chapter 40. And this is beautiful, actually, because Isaiah is like a mini Bible. So there's 66 chapters. It's like a mini Bible. And the first section is like the Old Covenant, where God is dealing with Israel. Then starting at chapter 40 is like you move into the New Covenant, or you move into the Messianic revealing of Jesus. where it starts to reveal him in greater and greater detail. That's the last 27 chapters. And it's just interesting that there's 27 chapters in the New Testament.
Wow.
So starting at chapter 40 to the end, you have 27 chapters, just like the New Testament has 27 chapters. That's where you have the Messiah revealed. So verse 1 of chapter 40 says, "Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God." Then you move down to verse 3 and you see the comfort that is coming. "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." So the chapter starts with "comfort my people." And then you have the prophecy of the one who is going to prepare the way for the comfort of God. Who was that?
John the Baptist.
That's right. He said he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness.
Yes.
"Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God." That's what he was doing. He was preparing the way for the comfort of the people.
Wow. I just think of John the Baptist as like the Lord's shofar.
Amen.
Just like trumpeting him.
That's right.
Preparing for him to come in.
That's what he was. And Jesus said that he was the greatest man that ever lived because he was the one preparing, heralding the coming of the comfort of God.
Wow.
Remember, he says, "Comfort my people." So John the Baptist was the greatest man that ever lived, but he didn't do any miracles, not like other prophets, but he did prepare the way for Jesus. So he's preparing the way for the greatest of all miracles.
Wow.
Amen. So John the Baptist pointed the people to the Lamb of God, who is the greatest of all the comforts of God. Remember, Isaiah 40 opens with, "Comfort my people," says God. John 1:29 says this, "The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold,'" or "look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." John the Baptist was comforting the people and pointing them to the Lamb who is the comfort for not only Israel, but the whole world. Many people were looking for a general, a conquering king to conquer Rome and set them free from their oppressors, from the Roman Empire. But God became a man to be a lamb to set us free from something much greater. Amen.
Amen.
The Lamb of God is the greatest comfort we need in this world because the greatest problem we have in this world is sin.
Yes.
It's not a political problem. Here in the United States, we have two political parties, the Democrats, the Republicans. The Democrats, they're known for their icon, the donkey. And the Republicans are known for their icon, the elephant. But John the Baptist pointed us to a lamb. And so today, people are looking to the party of the donkey, the party of the elephant.
As a savior, almost. Like,
that's right.
It's going to save us.
But we need to behold the Lamb.
Yes.
The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Amen.
So there's political parties. One could take away some things and give some things. The other could take away some things and give some things. Some could take away taxes. Some could give taxes. But neither of them could take away the sin of the world.
Right.
And that's the problem. The problem is sin. Jesus, Yeshua, is the answer. But he didn't come to comfort us in our sin. Amen.
That's right.
He came to deliver us from our sin and into his everlasting comfort. Is that anything we can find in a political party? Everlasting comfort?
No way.
So we must first come to Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away our sin. And then we become his sheep and we know him as our shepherd who then carries us in his arms. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
The lamb actually is also the shepherd. So in Isaiah 40, where John the Baptist is the voice crying in the wilderness, preparing the way, the comfort of God, a little bit further in Isaiah 40, we see another verse about this shepherd, Isaiah 40, 11. "He will feed his flock like a shepherd." Remember, he's pointing people to the lamb, but then he's also going to be the shepherd. "He will feed his flock like a shepherd. he will gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom.
Mm. Wow, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful picture as you share this. I've never thought about this before, but it actually kind of vividly depicts the identifying of like God becoming a man, how he identifies as a shepherd and a sheep. That's really interesting. I've never thought of it like that, but that's such a precious picture to see the shepherd identifying as a sheep as well, although he's so far beyond the sheep. I mean, in every way of understanding, he's so far beyond them. It's a beautiful picture.
Amen. And he is the lamb. So the people, when John the Baptist pointed to the lamb, they understood what that meant. A lamb meant sacrifice. That's what a lamb meant.
Yeah.
So every day they would sacrifice, morning sacrifice, evening sacrifice of the lambs for sin. And a lamb meant an innocent offering. So here he is being pointed to, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He didn't point to him and say, the general is here, the general of God, the captain of the armies of God is here.
Right.
No. The lamb. That meant offering. When he was announced, that's what he was announced as. The lamb. He's the innocent substitute for us, guilty sinners.
Wow.
And that is the greatest of all comforts. Amen?
Amen.
But then he is also our shepherd. And so it's so beautiful that he'll gather his lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. And what an amazing comfort we have in the arms of Jesus, who is our lamb, because we could never know him as our shepherd if we don't know him as our lamb, as the substitute for our sins. We couldn't know him as our shepherd.
No.
So what an amazing comfort, the lamb and the shepherd.
That's precious.
Amen. But God's comfort for his people is even more amazing than that, because he not only becomes our shepherd, but he fills us with the Holy Spirit, who is actually called in the scripture, the Comforter, who Jesus promised would be with us and in us.
Amen.
Is there any greater or deeper comfort than that? God in you? So here we have the Lamb, who's the comfort for the people of the whole world, the people of Israel and Vekol HaOlam.
The whole world, yes.
That makes me remember in Israel, I'm trying to remember my Hebrew. Ha'im yakol liyot sheyeshua hu hamashiach shalom Yisrael ve'kol ha'olam?
Amen. And that means, can it be that Jesus Yeshua is the Messiah of Israel and the whole world?
Amen.
Wow. Yes. But, you know, one thing is a little bit, one thing is a little lacking is the we need to be in Israel to get that back.
That's right.
It comes from back in the throat.
That's right. Huh? When you're not there, then you lose that.
Vekol ha'olam.
Amen. Amen. We need to get back over there.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Israel. Open up.
Amen. Yalla, let's go. It's time to go to Israel. And we will be right back after this.
Helping you soar above sickness and disease. This is your Soar Naturals Healing Highlight.
Hey guys, it's Tabitha here talking about sleep today. So I have a few questions for you. Are you enjoying peaceful nights and vibrant days? Have you ever hoped for a product that could help you achieve a deep and restful sleep? Have you tried forms of melatonin in the past that maybe didn't work and felt like their quality was compromised? Did you know that the biosynthesis of melatonin in our bodies actually begins to decline as we age? Did you also know that melatonin is considered to be a master bioregulator of the whole body? Our Soar Naturals highly absorbable fermented melatonin is the best of the best, and I really want you to try it. In a recent study of 27,000 patients conducted by the Cleveland Clinic, researchers found that melatonin usage was actually linked to a 28% decreased likelihood of a positive COVID-19 test. Melatonin has also been studied for its powerful anti-inflammatory benefits. If other forms of melatonin have failed you in the past, why don't you give our Soar Naturals liquid fermented melatonin a try? You won't be disappointed. Give it a try today.
Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you've been encouraged. To find out more, visit our website at soarnaturals.com.
Amen. So there's no greater comfort than the Holy Spirit in you as the comforter. So we have the Lamb, the comfort of God, right?
Right.
We have the Shepherd, the Lamb who is the Shepherd and takes us in his arms and his bosom. Mm. But then, even deeper and greater, we have the Holy Spirit in us who is the comforter.
Wow.
In us.
Mm. Trifold comfort.
John 14:16, and I will pray the Father, and that means I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. And the word there is the paraclete. It actually means comforter.
Mm.
He will give you another comforter. And the another right there, it means one just like me. Another one just like me, except in you. So isn't that beautiful? Mm. That he may abide with you forever. These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the helper, the comforter, just like me, one just like me, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you.
Mm.
Jesus said, when he comes, he will glorify me. He will take of what is mine and he will give it to you. So one just like me who will be in you. Can there be any greater comfort?
No.
So I was thinking of this because a dear brother named Kyle, and he shared a little testimony with me, and it blessed me so much that the Lord just formed this whole episode around it.
Wow. Kyle was actually on one of our episodes.
That's right.
And if you go to adoptionairfare.com/soar, mm-hmm. I will link that episode in the episode 25 episode blog so you can link yes. back and listen to that episode. And Kyle's testimony is powerful.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was sharing how the other morning he was having a very frustrating morning, and he sat down and began to read the Bible that the Lord had me give him in Oregon when we met him.
Yeah.
And he sat down and began reading the book of Proverbs. And suddenly, supernaturally, the Holy Spirit in him just began to break him. Mm. And he just broke. And he cried, he said, for like 10 minutes and wept before the Lord. And after that, he said that he was completely healed of the frustration and the things that he was dealing with. It was completely washed away.
Wow.
It was so beautiful that he shared that with me, because that is the ministry of the Comforter that is in him now.
Yeah.
That is exactly that ministry.
Mm.
And so after he shared this testimony with me, I began to have these thoughts on my heart about this episode related to the Comforter. And the Lord just began to grow that in my heart, because I've experienced the same thing. Mm. And anyone who is a child of God who has the Comforter in them has experienced this. And it's something that the world knows nothing about, that you only know it if he's in you. And there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it to receive that medicine from the Lord God in you, in your time of need, and reassuring you that he is with you, that he's in you. It just overflows everything else.
Mm.
And there is actually healing that comes from the Comforter.
Mm.
It's actually healing. It's actually his ministry in us that brings healing. And it's more powerful than anything else going on around us, him in us. Greater is he who's in us than anything in this world.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm.
And it's his Spirit testifying with our spirit that we are children of God.
Mm.
So that ministry of the Holy Spirit there in that frustration, and then coming and sitting at his feet, opening up his word. Remember, the Holy Spirit is the one who breathed the word of God. It's God breathed.
Yeah.
It's his word. He moved holy men to write those things. Mm. Sitting down, opening up the word of God And then the Holy Spirit just performing that ministry as the comforter, as the paraclete, as the helper within you.
Mm.
Amen.
And, you know, sometimes I really think that healing does come through tears. A lot of times in my life, certain moments of healing have happened in correlation with tears. And, you know, you can't make it up. You can't manifest these type of tears. The Holy Spirit sometimes gives tears to us.
That's right.
And they bring healing. I don't know. It's just something about
it. It's medicine. It actually is medicine from God.
Mm.
He's the one that made our bodies, our physical bodies, with the capability to have tears.
Mm. And our emotions, he made them.
And Jesus wept.
Mm.
And so the Lord made us, we're made in his image, and then he's in us by his Spirit. So the Lord in us does produce that, and it is medicine.
Amen.
So it was so beautiful, this testimony of this work of the Holy Spirit in Brother Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
And tears can be a manifestation of the Holy Spirit and the water coming out of our eyes. But it makes me think of John 7:38-39. And Jesus said, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said," just like Kyle started reading the scripture, he's believing in the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
He has the comforter in him.
Yeah.
"So he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." So it's beautiful. You see this fulfilled in this testimony, and we've experienced it, mm-hmm. but in Kyle's testimony, out of his heart, flowing rivers of living water. That's when he had that breaking happen, and he cried for 10 minutes. That was a manifestation of that living water, which Jesus said is the Holy Spirit in us. And so that verse actually speaks of that testimony.
Mm.
Amen?
Amen.
And I think of Psalm 1, where it says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water." And so I think of how he opened up the word. So when you're frustrated, you're going through something, don't just keep being frustrated.
Mm.
Stop, open up the word of God. Blessed is the one who meditates on the word, and you will give the Lord an opportunity in you to overflow, to flow from your heart, to bring forth healing, to counsel you, because you're planted by the rivers of water.
Mm-hmm.
That man who's meditating on the word of God, the Lord says he'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Mm-hmm.
That's giving the opportunity for the Lord to work in you.
Yeah.
Not just doing it yourself.
Right.
And staying frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
But stop. Open up God's word. Do like Kyle did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's beautiful. Psalm 23:5 says, "You anoint my head with oil." Oil in the scripture. Of course, this is speaking of the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And how a shepherd cares for its sheep. But the oil in scripture speaks of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Many, many times.
Yes.
"So you anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over."
Mm.
So just like we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit in our life, like the oil, and then our cup can run over.
Yeah.
And that's what you see there with that testimony with Kyle. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit in him overflowed.
Mm.
And so that's a beautiful thing that the Lord does, our cups, but we need to lift them up, right?
Mm,
amen.
Yeah.
There's a song mm-hmm. about that, right? A hymn. I think it's called "Fill My Cup, Lord."
"Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not amen. Satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, 'Draw from my well that never shall run dry.'"
Amen.
"Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul.
Amen.
Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole."
Hallelujah. And that is a ministry of the Holy Spirit in us. Amen.
That's right.
Our life is like that cup.
Mm. Yes.
We're anointed by the Holy Spirit, and He works in us, and He overflows, and He fills us. So for your cup to overflow, we have to get in the right position with the Lord.
Right.
Amen. So I think of it like reading God's word or spending time in prayer, getting yourself in the right position with the Lord for Him to do that work.
Yeah.
And it's like getting over a fountain, like standing over a fountain. If I get off to the side and I don't stand over it, then it's not going to refresh me. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like us with the Lord. We got to get ourselves in the right position with God, doing those things that please Him. Mm-hmm. It's like getting over a fountain, or it's like sitting under a waterfall, you know, a nice refreshing little waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get in the right position to experience that waterfall coming down on me or the fountain coming up.
Right.
So His grace, it springs up and it flows down. But we have to be in the right place with the Lord for that to happen. And so Kyle got in the right place.
Yeah.
He was frustrated. Maybe there's some flesh going on. Boom, stop. Okay, I'm just going to get on my knees, humble myself. I'm going to open up God's word. I'm going to incline my heart towards Him. Get under the waterfall, get over the fountain, lift up my cup.
Yeah.
And overflow.
I just think of having a cup and, you know, really being thirsty. And I know sometimes spiritually, we can be thirsty spiritually for God. And we should be every day thirsty for His word and thirsty for His presence, you know? And it's like you can put that cup under a lot of different things and it's going to still be dry.
Yeah.
Until you've put it under the faucet, you know, put it under the right place and get that flowing into you. If you're feeling like, you know, you're not close to God, just start praying. Just open up God's word. Just let Him speak to you. You know, those couple of things that you can do can really bring that water where it needs to go in the cup.
Amen. That's right.
And then you might even flow enough to give some away, you know?
That is God's intention, right? That is His intention, that we overflow.
Yes.
And that it gets on other people. So praise God for His grace and that throne of grace, and His grace springs up, it flows down. You had that picture.
Yes.
But we need to come before the throne of grace to receive the comfort of God, to receive what we need in time of need, right? That's getting yourself in the right position.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Kyle did.
Yeah.
That's what he was doing there. And the throne of grace is a place for God's people to receive His comfort, to receive His help, to receive what we need. And we can always say, Lord, I need you, right? But it's also that the throne there, it's also referred to as the great white throne in the book of Revelation, the Lord's throne. It is a throne of grace for the people of God, but it's also a throne of judgment. There is a time of judgment coming. So in the book of Revelation, it says, if your name is not written in the Lamb's book of life, then you'll receive what you deserve. God doesn't want to give us what we deserve. We opened the show. You actually opened it by saying you're doing better than you deserve.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Well, at the great white throne judgment, when judgment is executed, there's going to be multitudes and multitudes who didn't make the right decision, who were in the valley of decision, and they die in their sins, and they're going to get what they deserve. Because their names are not written in the Lamb's book of life, because they never came to the Lamb of God, the substitute, the innocent one for the guilty one. They never made the exchange and they die guilty.
Or maybe they did, but then their name was blotted out. Maybe they fell away and...
Exactly. We don't want to go away from the Lamb.
No.
We want to stay with the Lamb. We want to be like those who follow the Lamb wherever He goes. Because if you are not written in the Lamb's book of life, then you'll be cast. We're talking about the comfort of God, then you'll be cast into a comfortless eternity.
Wow.
No comforts.
Your friends aren't going to be there. The party, like, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I'm just going to go to hell and there's going to be this big party and all my friends are going to be there. But it's the absolute opposite of that. There's just utter loneliness there.
Yes.
To be experienced for all eternity.
So I want to read Revelation 20, 11 to 15. Then I saw a great white throne, and Him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Where Jesus said, their worm dies not and the fire is not quenched. Mark chapter 9. He's the authority. Yes. He's the creator. All things were created through him and for him and by him. He's the authority. He's the Lamb. He's the creator and he's the Lamb. And he has made the way. It's not God's will for anyone to end up in the lake of fire.
No.
In a comfortless eternity.
No.
The Lord came as the Lamb of God to make the way for everyone to be with him and to be comforted by him forever in his kingdom. That's yes. God's will.
Amen.
That's God's will. If anyone listening hasn't done that, you need to do that today. Today is the day to behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, to behold the Lamb of God who will take away your sin.
Yes.
And he'll set you free from this world and he'll adopt you.
Yes.
And he will be your shepherd king and he will bear you up in his arms and he will fill you with his spirit and you will know the comfort of God and the peace of God and the joy of God. And his great salvation.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
When I think of how there are multitudes that are going to end up in the lake of fire, and then there are those who are going to end up with the Lord and knowing his comfort and his joy for all eternity, it makes me think of what the Lord taught in Luke 16 of the rich man and Lazarus. You remember that, dear?
Yeah.
So this is a major warning for all of us. The rich man, he had everything and he didn't fear God. And there was this beggar at his gate who had nothing, but he loved God. And Jesus said they both died. The rich man, he ended up in torment in Hades, in torment. Lazarus was in paradise and there was a chasm between the two. And the rich man could see that Lazarus was being comforted by Abraham, and he was in torment, and he cried out for a drop of water, but he couldn't. There's a chasm separating them. And then he cried out to Abraham to send Lazarus back to his family to warn them. And he said, no, they have Moses. They have the prophets. If they don't believe them, they won't believe even if someone rises from the dead. And then Abraham said, son, remember that in your lifetime you received good things and likewise Lazarus, evil things. But now he is comforted and you are tormented. And that's a warning for everybody.
Wow.
Because there you see the two. There's a broad way that rich man was on. Yeah. It leads to destruction.
He had his best life now.
Right.
On this earth.
Exactly. And there's a narrow life, a narrow way that leads to life. There's few that find it. And Lazarus didn't have all the things of this world, but he had the Lord.
They may be ones you least expect to be there. Maybe the outcasts, maybe the ones that were in the highways and the byways and got invited to come.
Amen.
It encourages me to really do that inviting, to go in the highways and byways and compel them to come, because to give them the opportunity to be on the other side of that chasm is just incredible.
Amen. There's riches of this life, this world, and then there's those who are rich in faith, who are rich in the Lord. Lazarus was richer than the rich man.
Yeah.
The rich man was poor. He just didn't know it. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God.
Right.
Lazarus was poor in spirit, but he was rich in God, right?
Yeah.
The rich man was rich in this life, but he wasn't poor in spirit. And everything got switched. You see?
Wow.
The way up is down, humble. The way down is up, exalting yourself.
Yeah.
And so it's not God's will for anyone to end up like the rich man.
No.
It is God's will for everyone to be rich in faith. Mm. If you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you repent and put your faith in him, you are rich.
Yes.
If you have him living in you, you have the riches. Amen.
Fortunes.
That's right.
Inside of you.
You are rich. Mm. And so the Lord wants everyone to be rich in faith. So if that's you and you haven't put your faith in him yet, please do that today.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you know what time it is now, dear?
It's time for the Faith Report.
Amen. Welcome to the Faith Report, bringing you stories of faith, hope, and love from believers all over the world. Now, here's Faith.
Shalom, Havarim. My name is Faith Hope Labelle, and in today's top story, Esther is a Christian in the Philippines. She was a leader in her youth group, and her father is a pastor. Esther wanted to be a nurse. She finished nurse's training and planned to visit a hospital to see if she could get a job. Finally, she was going to get a chance to be a real nurse. Esther was very excited. She got on a public bus that was going to the hospital. It was 7 a.m., and many people were eating breakfast at a nearby restaurant. Not many were on the bus yet. After Esther was seated and comfortable, she noticed a bag under her seat. "I felt uneasy, so I moved across the aisle," Esther said. About 5 minutes later, there was a loud explosion. The bag under the seat where I was sitting earlier exploded. It was a bomb. That side of the bus was totally ripped off. The seat the bomb was under disappeared. I checked myself. My hair was burned. Pieces of the burned seats were stuck all over my body. My ears were bleeding. I was rushed to the hospital. The doctor said both my eardrums were broken due to the explosion. I could barely hear. The doctor said my ears would probably not heal. My mother and father prayed for me. They asked Christian friends to pray for me too. After 1 month, I went to the doctor for a checkup. My hearing was normal and my eardrums were mended. The doctor said it was a miracle. I am healed. Praise God. I thank God for saving me and sparing my life. Praise the Lord. He's alive. My desire is to be a blessing to others and to be used by God. That's the story of Esther in the Philippines.
So now we just want to thank all of our listeners all over the world who have been listening faithfully to Spirit of Adoption Radio. If you haven't heard all of our episodes, we have 24 other episodes that I hope will be a big blessing to you. If you find us on the podcast platform of your choice and subscribe, you can listen to all of those episodes at your convenience. And we just really want to thank you so much for listening and for just being a part of what we're doing here at Spirit of Adoption Radio and Adoption Airfare. We have a little update about Adoption Airfare. We've got some families who are getting back in the air, going different places, and we've got lots of people flying from Ukraine and Bulgaria, and now we are praying that COVID regulations will open back up travel to China and some other places. So think about us and pray for us with Adoption Airfare and the families waiting for their children. So we just want to encourage you also to check out the episode blogs at adoptionairfare.com/soar, where you can keep in touch with us there. And also, don't forget about Soar Naturals, soarnaturals.com. That is a website with all of our wonderful immune-boosting supplements that we have for you. So check them out.
Amen. Amen. And remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. He has everything under control. So look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And may the Lord bless you as you seek him today.
Maranatha.
Thanks for listening to Spirit of Adoption Radio. You can reach us through our website, adoptionairfare.com. Also, please subscribe and leave us a review on the listening platform of your choice. Lord willing, we'll see you next time. Maranatha.